everybody, and happy Friday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and steamy Bradenton, Florida, and Lee-Com Park, which is site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Bradenton Marauders, who are the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Tonight, we have game four of a six-game series, and for the St. Lucie Mets, they are trying to snap a season-long six-game losing streak. Meanwhile, the once-struggling Bradenton Marauders are aiming for an eight-game winning streak. They have come up from the depths of minor league baseball to be one of the hottest teams in the Florida State League. That has continued this week as Bradenton has won the first three games 4-0, 3-2, and then last night by a score of 8-3. For the Mets, the three runs were the most they have scored in this six-game losing streak, but it was not enough as Bradenton scored five runs in the second inning against Cade Morris. They had three home runs in the inning. The Marauders hit four home runs total. It was a power surge for Bradenton yesterday as they took game three of the series. First pitch tonight coming up at 6:30. It's going to be an on-time start. Again, it's very hot here in Bradenton, muggy. Real field temperature is in the mid-90s, but it is dry and should remain that way. There is a decent breeze blowing out to center field. Mets enter today's game with the same record as Bradenton now. Both teams are 12-18. Mets are in last place in the East, seven games behind first place Jupiter, and five games behind Daytona and Palm Beach, who are tied for second. Jupiter is 19-11, Daytona, Palm Beach 17-13. Bradenton is in fourth place out of six teams in the West. They are eight games behind league leader Lakeland, which is 20-10 through the first 30 games. Clearwater 20-11, half a game back of Lakeland. Dunedin 13-17, seven games out. Then Bradenton, Fort Myers is in fifth at 11-19, nine games back. Tampa 10-21, 10.5 games out of first place. Other games around the Florida State League today, 6:30 games include Palm Beach at Jupiter, with Palm Beach leading that series 2-1. Lakeland at Daytona at 6:35. Lakeland's up 3-0 in that series on the road. Dunedin is at Fort Myers at 7:05. 2-1 Fort Myers in that series. And Clearwater and Tampa are off today. They'll pick it up tomorrow at Steinbrenner Field. We'll pause now for the national anthem. When we come back to Lee-Com Park, we'll bring you the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for a game four of a six-game series between the Mets and the Marauders.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on at Lee-Com Park, longtime home of the Pittsburgh Pirates in spring training. First time the Mets have been over to Lee-Com Park for a series since 2019. These two teams will tangle later this year in August at Clover Park. Getting closer to first pitch on this steamy Friday night. Mets looking for their first win of the series. Remember, a couple weeks ago, they won the first three against Jupiter, were off and running, then lost the last three to fall for a series split. Maybe today they'll start a three-game winning streak to finish out the series and work out another split. You never know. It is baseball. Managers meeting at home plate right now. Yukari De La Cruz to the Mets. Jim Horner for the Marauders. The umpires tonight, Pedro Powell calling his own balls and strikes behind home plate. The teams do have the challenge system available to them. Michael Cross is the base umpire. Starting pitching matchup in tonight's game features Jack Weninger, the Mets opening day starter, versus Michael Kennedy, the lefty for Bradenton. Weninger, a big right-hander, 6'4", 210 pounds, 22 years old from Barrington, Illinois, was selected by the Mets last year in the sixth round out of the University of Illinois. Weninger is appearing in his seventh game. This will be his third start. He has logged 24 and a third innings, and he has struck out 32. Weninger last pitched on May 4th, Saturday night, against Jupiter. Solid. Five innings, four hits, three runs, a couple of walks, and three strikeouts. Did not receive a win or a loss as the Mets lost the game. Weninger still probably has the best outing by a St. Lucie Met pitcher this year on April 23rd in Daytona. Six one-hit shutout innings with no walks and 10 strikeouts. And with the way the Mets offense is going these days, it might take a performance like that to help this team find the win column. Weninger on the mound for St. Lucie. The starting pitcher for Bradenton is Michael Kennedy, a lefty who hails from Troy, New York. He's 6'1", 205 pounds, just 19 years old at a Troy high school. He was the Pirates' fourth-round pick in 2022. They gave him $1 million to stay away from LSU and to sign with the Pirates organization. This will be his sixth start of the season. He has struck out 30 and walked just three in 23 innings. Kennedy has a 1-1 record. He has a 3.13 ERA. He is the Pirates' 15th rated prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Kennedy last pitched on Saturday, just like Weninger, six innings, five hits, one run, no walks, eight strikeouts in his best game of the season. Bradenton has pitched extremely well for about a month now. They have the second lowest ERA in the FSL and in single A in the last month since April 17th, only behind the Daytona Tortugas. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Colin Houck looking to break out of a slump. 0 for 5, 3 strikeouts and a double play yesterday. Still in there. Keep running him out there. He's the DH leading off. The red-hot Jesus Baez carries his 10-game hitting streak into the game tonight. He's batting second and playing short. Jeffrey Rosa looks promising. A couple of hits in his first two games with St. Lucie. Got the day off yesterday. He's batting 30s and right. Ronald Hernandez, who was off yesterday, should be refreshed. He's hitting cleanup and catching. Boston Barrow had a couple of hits and a couple RBIs yesterday. Looks like he's rounding into form. Batting fifth and playing third base. Jose Hernandez, 0 for 10, 7 strikeouts since his return to St. Lucie. Got to get it going. Hitting sixth. He's at first. Jairo Cuevas, who was off yesterday, bats seventh. He's in left. Kevin Villavicencio providing a spark yesterday with a couple of hits, including a bunt single and a stolen base. Hits eighth. He's at second. And Donovan Antonia, who only had two hits coming into yesterday's game, had two yesterday, worked his way back into the lineup. He's batting ninth. He's in center field. For Bradenton, Kiner Delgado will lead off and play short. Kalai Harrison bats second. He's at third base. Shailene Polanco hits third. He's in center field. Eddie Rodriguez hits cleanup. He's in right. Esmerlin Valdez, who had the go-ahead hit yesterday, three-run homer in the second inning, bats fifth. He's the DH. Solomon Aguirre, who went back-to-back home runs with Kiner Delgado, bats sixth. He's in left. Juan Jerez bats seventh. He's at first base. Justin Mickness makes his first appearance of the series. He hits eighth in his catching. And Gerald Toledo is at second base, batting ninth. Michael Kennedy and the Marauders have taken the field here at Leecom Park. They're ready to get going. They are wearing their alternate black jerseys tops today with the white pants. Bradenton and gold across the front, gold numbers on the back. Wearing that two-tone hat with the gold brim and the black top, the Skull and Crossbones logo. Front and center, Mets going to wear their road gray jerseys. St. Lucie in blue across the front, trimmed in orange. Blue numbers outlined in orange on the back. Mets in their road grays this year are 3-7. That's better than 1-5 in the orange jerseys. Mets have lost 5 consecutive road games. They are 4-11 away from Clover Park. Bradenton in this 7-game winning streak. All the wins coming at home. They have won 8 of the last 9. Again, all here at home. Bradenton took 5 out of 6 from Fort Myers last week. Home plate umpire Pedro Powell signals one more. First pitch or practice pitch for Kennedy before we can get going on what is Faith and Family Night here at Lee Com Park. By far, best crowd of the week. They'll be loud for their Marauders. Throw down to second complete by the catcher Mickness, and we're ready to go as Colin Houck steps into the batter's box. Looking to break out of this funk down at third base. Handshake between Kalai Harrison and Yukari De La Cruz. Home plate umpire Pedro Powell signals for the first pitch. And here it comes from Kennedy. Fastball up and away for ball one at 90 miles per hour, and we are underway. First pitch at 6:31. It's 86 degrees and partly cloudy. Thanks for coming along tonight. Let's make it a good one. And perhaps a winning one for the St. Lucie Mets. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Sharp slider by Kennedy. It's 1-1. Mets, after their big win 9-2 last Thursday, even their record on the season 12-12, but 6 losses in a row. They are now 12-18, same record as the Marauders, who were once 5-18. Fastball for a strike on the corner at 91, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Powell calling his own balls and strikes tonight. Teams do have the challenge system available to them. Each team gets 3 challenges. You win a challenge, you keep it. Kennedy, the pitch home, inside corner for a called third strike. Out caught looking. Well, I thought for a moment that Powell was going to stop and say it was a pitch clock violation. It was very close. And apparently Kennedy started his delivery before it struck triple zeros. Jesus Baez, can he extend the hit streak to 11 games quickly? About to find out. Had a double in the 6th inning yesterday, 108.7 miles per hour off the bat. And time is called by Baez. Used his first time out before a pitch is thrown. You get 30 seconds between batters as Kennedy delivers. And he pumps in a strike at 83, a changeup. Baez stepped in and was locked and loaded. 10 seconds still on the pitch clock, and it looked like Kennedy had no ambitions to throw the ball. So Baez, instead of standing there uncomfortably, used the time. Next pitch, another changeup, 84, misses inside, 1-1. No score, 1 out, just underway in Bradenton tonight. Game 4 of a 6-game series between the Mets and Pirates single-A teams. A 1-1, broken bat, flare into shallow right. On comes Rodriguez to make the play for out number 1. Ball winds up in right field, bat in left field. Baez, the barrel shattered, skirts by the third baseman Harrison. Good thing for Harrison that ball went into right field and he didn't have to navigate bat and ball. Dangerous. 2 gone, and Jeffrey Rosa comes to the plate. Takes a changeup high, 83. Rosa, big fella from the DR. Only 7 at-bats across 2 games in the FCL before promoted to St. Lucie. 1 home run in his 7 at-bats for the complex Mets. 1-0 pitch tied up, swings and misses. He does not look overmatched at the plate in his first 2 games. He's been fairly locked in. He's 2-for-5 with 2 walks and 2 runs in his 2 games so far. going for a three-game hit streak out of the gate. 1-1 pitch, and it's grounded weakly out to first, picked up by Jerez. Steps on first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 start for the lefty Kennedy. Jack Wenninger on the mound for the St. Lucie Mets when we return to Lee Com Park. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Time for Jack Wenninger to go to work for the St. Lucie Mets. Mets have pitched it well, even in this losing streak. Yesterday was really the anomaly, giving up 8 runs, but 5 of those came in one inning. Bradenton only scored in 2 others. Kiner Delgado, part of back-to-back home runs yesterday, will lead it off. Wenninger's first pitch is popped up into center field. Running back is Antonia, still going. This ball's carrying, and it's missed by Antonia, and it's over the wall on a bounce for a ground rule double. Oh, the wind is breezing out, but that ball's got to be caught. Antonia just kept drifting and drifting and drifting instead of just running. And Delgado is on base with a ground rule double. Off the bat, that looked like medium depth center field. Made it all the way to the edge of the grass. A tough start for Wenninger. First pitch double. That must have taken Antonia by surprise. It took me by surprise. Did not look that well struck off the bat. Carried deep out to center, probably 390 feet. Here's a first pitch strike to Kalai Harrison. Wenninger throws home. The runner goes to third. Uncontested stolen base. Well, Mets off to a sluggish start. Wenninger looked back to Delgado, and as soon as Wenninger looked back to the plate, he took right off. Wenninger, as this pitch is delivered for a strike, could have stepped off. Still, and throwing over to third. Timeout is called by Harrison. Ahead of this 1-2 pitch. Mets defense playing in already. Wenninger ready for the 1-2. It's a bouncer in the dirt. Full yard in front of home plate. Blocked by the chest protector of Hernandez. Interesting decision by Yukari De La Cruz. No outs yet recorded in the first inning. Playing the defense in run prevention mode. 2-2 pitch. And it's popped up into shallow center field. This is falling fast. And it's going to land in the grass for a base hit. In comes Delgado and it's 1-0. Kalai Harrison a hit. If the Mets defense is playing back in regular depth, that's fairly routine for Kevin Villavicencio, the second baseman, but he had to run too far after being drawn in, so that decision backfired on the Mets. A played back, it would have been a pop-out, and Delgado would still be at second, third base. This is not the start the Mets are hoping for. 1-2-3 at the plate. A surprised defender can't make a catch in the outfields. Surprise stolen base catches the Mets flat-footed. Decision to play in goes the other way. 1-0. With the runner on first and no out, Shailene Polanco up. There's a pitch outside for a ball. I will say this. You know, the decision to play the infield in right out of the chute tells you that the Mets feel confident in Wenninger, that if it didn't work out, they're not bothered by him pitching with a runner on and nobody out. Just didn't work out well for him as this fastball is blown away past Polanco for strike one. What I meant to say, explain it a little better, is the Mets not desperate to get Wenninger an out as this pitch is swung on and missed a good changeup. Confidence that he'll be just fine if that decision did not work out, which it did not. One and two on Polanco. He takes low. Another off-speed pitch at 84. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Runner on first base, one run in. Wenninger will spin and throw to first. Harrison dives back in safely. Polanco, one of the top-rated prospects on this Marauders team, has not had a great series. Went 0 for 4 yesterday. 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts in game 2. Pitch comes home and it misses away, and it's a full count. And Polanco will use the timeout. Mets haven't been great at catching base stealers this year. Marauders were aggressive on the bases on Tuesday. I'd imagine the runner will go. No, doesn't matter. It's a ball outside in the dirt. An uncompetitive pitch. A walk makes it first and second, and Jordan Krause, the Mets pitching coach, is coming out for a visit. Trying to settle Wenninger down. It's been playing off his heels since he threw the first pitch that wound up over the wall on a bounce for a ground rule double. And then the stolen base and the bleeding bloop single. And then he walks Polanco. And Bradenton looking to make an early statement if they haven't already. They got an early run, now they want more. Just got this notification. New York Mets tonight, delayed start. Big week ahead for the New York Mets. They're hanging in there, 500 without their ace pitcher Kodai Senga. Their next 7 games against the Braves and the Phillies appear poised to make it a 2-team race in the NL East. With the extra wild card, though, the Mets, as long as they continue to hang tough, wait for some of their slumping players to get going, wait for their pitchers to get healthy, can certainly be in the mix. Wild card race. A big week ahead with 7 games against those 2 teams. All right, mound visit over. First pitch gets away from the catcher Hernandez, and it'll be a wild pitch. Kalai Harrison goes to third, and Polanco goes up to second base. Well, the infield's not coming in now. Second and third, nobody out. Wenninger staying away from the fastball, and he's going to look back to second. Keep an eye on Polanco, who walks back to the bag, no throw. Disengagement number one. The 1-0 pitch, high and in for ball two. Rodriguez yesterday hit a double. Scored a run in that 5-run second inning. 2-0 pitch inside for ball three. Mets on the appeal. Doesn't go their way. He held up 3-0. Winninger resting his glove hand on his thigh as he leans in, delivers the 3-0 pitch, and it's fouled away. Surprising that Rodriguez swung at that pitch. It wasn't a good pitch. And on the hands would have been ball four. Usually if a batter's swinging 3-0, he's making sure it's right down the pipe. It's about the first thing that's gone the Mets' way in this game. Three-one pitch, too high with the slider, ball four. That loads the bases. Four batters in the game, a run in, three more on. Double, single, walk, walk. And Esmerlin Valdez. A round of applause as he's introduced. Three-run homer yesterday proved to be the go-ahead hit in the contest in the second inning. Got a chance to do major damage right now. He hits one high and deep to left field. It's back to the wall. Antonia's there. He jumps up, and he missed. One run is in. Here comes another. Rodriguez is being waved home. Valdez is getting waved home. He's trying for the inside the park grand slam, and he does it. Holy smokes. Inside the park grand slam for the Bradenton Marauders. Esmerlin Valdez. A leaping try at the wall by Antonia. He missed. The ball caromed off the wall all the way back into the shallow part of the outfields. By the time the Mets got it into the home plate, way late. It's 5-0. There's not an out yet. Well, the Mets didn't know this game started. They know now. That's the first. Never seen that before. Here's a fly ball by Solomon McGuire to right. And there's the catch made by Vicencio. Finally. Inside the park grand slam. I have to take a closer look upon replay. On how close Antonia was to making that catch. This ball, oh no, comes inside, deflected on a foul, and it hits off Hernandez, who's running down the first base side. He's in pain. Trying to walk it off. Five nothing Bradenton in the bottom of the first. Five runs before an out was recorded. Hernandez back behind the plate. No attention needed. Pitch is swung on and missed. High fastball. Swing and a miss for strike three. Juan Jerez goes down. Two outs in the inning, and Justin Mickness gets his first at-bat of the week. Bradenton catcher at the dish. Flies one out to left, and that's slicing out of play into the stands. Fastball called a strike. He called a strike on a check swing. Went too far. And looking at the replay of that grand slam, Tony looked like he had it lined up. He jumped up. And he jumped up late. Just missed it. Swing and a miss. And Mickness goes down. Winningers settled down right after the inside the park grand slam, but damage definitely done. Bradenton leads 5-0 after one.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Still trying to break down the grand slam between innings. That ball hit out to deep left center. Off the bat of Valdez. A late jump and a miss by Antonia. You had the left fielder Cuevas going for the ball as well. So you really had nobody to back it up. I don't know where Jeffrey Rosa was, the right fielder. He was never even in the picture. So Antonia had to pick it up himself. By the time he relays it, way too late. We're in the second now, and Ronald Hernandez is in a one-ball, one-strike count. Michael Kennedy pitches with the big lead, 5-0. Long way to go for the Mets to get back in this game as this pitch misses. They're certainly going to have to match the energy that the Marauders are playing with right now if they want to get back and make this a competitive game. Breaking ball, a strike, and it's 2-2. A bloop into shallow right field, falling in for a base hit. Hernandez goes the other way and singles to start the second. That's done a fairly good job this week of getting the leadoff man on. But after that, they've struggled to get runs in and hit with runners in scoring position. Breaking ball outside to Boston Barrow, who looked like as that bat was coming to life last night. A couple of hits, including two that both drove in runs. Fastball from Kennedy, a strike at 89. Hernandez short lead from first, held on by Jerez. One pitch, and strike, tails back in. Letter high. 1-2. Pitch in the dirt, gets away, but not far enough. McNiss gets to it before Hernandez can advance. They just call a balk? I believe so. Hernandez going to second now. 1-2 pitch coming to Barrow, and he fights it off foul. One in the stands. Well, that was a late defensive swing. Might have hit him. So Mets down 5-0 in the second. They can begin to claw their way back into this game if they can find a way to get Hernandez across home plate. Don't want to miss out on too many of these chances. Runner in scoring position, no outs. Barrow fights off another late. Keeps the at-bat alive. Big swing in last night's game. Mets were down big early. And a runner on second, no outs. In the sixth, a chance to get that runner in and make it a two-run game. Couldn't do it. Next in half inning, Bradenton pushed across two runs, both with two outs, to basically put a bow on it. Barrow strikes out swinging on the slider. One away. Second strikeout for Kennedy. First pitch, ground ball, out to shortstop off the bat of Jose Hernandez. Throw is good from Delgado. Two away in the inning. Hernandez, who is on second base, no outs, is there with two down, and Cuevas will bat. Lefty-lefty matchup. Tough draw for Joe Jairo. Bradenton leads 5-0 in the second. Swing and a miss for strike one. Swing and a miss for strike two on the slider. That's going to be the pitch the Mets have to lay off, especially the lefties. Slider that Kennedy starts on the outer half of the plate. It disappears about 6 inches off of it. 0-2 pitch. It's driven into center field. On the move is Polanco. He reaches up to make the catch. It's a well-struck ball by Cuevas, but couldn't get it down. The inning is over. So Hernandez at second, no outs. Mets then go 1-2-3 after that. It's 5-0 Bradenton midway through the second.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, Jack Weninger, just like Cade Morris yesterday, salvaged a five-run inning. Cade gave up three homers and five runs in the second inning yesterday, but struck out three, ended up having a decent game. You take away that one inning, it was actually a very good performance. Can Wenninger do the same? After the inside the park grand slam, got the next three in a row, including back-to-back strikeouts. Really have no other option other than keep pitching. Here's Toledo. Grounds the ball out to second base. Vivasencio to one knee, picks it up. Throws to first. It's close. Got him. Should not have been that close. But an out is an out. And that's four in a row retired since the inside the park grand slam. You know, I keep replaying that grand slam, and it's only one angle, and it's really hard to tell. Antonia, he definitely mistimed the jump, but the question is, did he mistime it and cost himself a chance to get the out, or should he have not have jumped at all and just played it off the wall? And again, it's you got the one angle to look at. It's not really zoomed in. It's tough to say. I don't know if he had a great chance to make that catch, especially from where he started. Maybe instead of trying to make the catch, swing and a miss by Delgado when he's gone on three pitches. Maybe he backs off, tries to play it off the wall, a couple of runs score. And again, somebody out there should be backing up the play. I don't know where Jeffrey Rosa, the right fielder, was. He never appeared on the screen. But Antonia missed it, and he was the one who had to go pick it up in center field. And this is a new outfield. Once Morabito and Suero left, and Morabito played center every game. Suero was into the outfield in a good bit of the games he was playing. As Kalai Harrison bats, I mean, since the departure there, you've had Rosa in the outfield, Antonia in the outfield, Mosquera's played all three outfield positions. He's off tonight. Vivasencio's been out there. Cuevas can play outfield. Mercado's been out there, so tough to get chemistry. And it's been a rotating cast of carrot players, and they are all in different positions on a nightly basis, but that's the way it is in single A. The guys aren't pigeonholed into a spot, as this pitch is a strike to Harrison to make it 2-2. And Wenninger starting to pitch like a man possessed. 2-2 on the way. Struck him out. The changeup. Goodbye. Jack Wenninger. Six batters faced since the grand slam. He struck out four of them. Mowing through the Marauders lineup now. We're through two. Still 5-0 Bradenton.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Well, the good news for the Mets is Jack Wenninger is looking really sharp now. So if the offense can start scoring some runs, this can turn into a competitive game. Kevin Vivasencio will lead it off. He's got a couple of hits. Had two yesterday, and he fouls one right off. Whoa, Pedro, you okay? Right off the umpire's mask, and the mask fell off, and Kevin right away reached back and asked if he was all right. He was stumbling backwards and nearly went down. So the catcher for Bradenton Meekness will run out to the mound, giving Pedro an extra moment to recover. Pedro's going to summon him back. He's okay. I give a lot of credit to these umpires. They have a lot going on. There's only two of them. They have to deal with all the rules. Players staying on their side of the second base bag. Calling balls and strikes, dealing with the ABS system, the challenge system, the clock. This pitch is outside, and let's face it, at this level, you have a lot of balls fouled back by hitters that in the major league level are sent forward into play. Catchers aren't going to stop. Single-A catchers aren't stopping all the balls in the dirt that a major league catcher would. There's more balls in the dirt. So these umpires take an absolute beating. Not to mention it's feels like it's in the 90s already. They have to wear pants. They're in black. Not an enviable position. They're grinding out just like everybody else. 2-1 pitch is foul back, or strike two. And we've seen umpires hit everywhere over the years, from their face mask, chest protector, between the legs, limbs. We've seen broken hands. Not deal with angry players, upset managers. 2-2 pitch coming to Villavicencio. It is a fly ball in a shallow right, charging in as Rodriguez. He's underneath to make the play for out number one. But I will say this about the umpires. If you make it all the way, it seems like a good gig. You're working 6 months a year, you're getting paid six figures. You get per diem. You're part of a powerful union. Man, do they got to pay their dues to get there. Swing and a miss from Antonia. Yesterday had two hits, which equaled the amount of hits he had all season. Got him another day in the lineup. Kennedy gets a ground ball deep to the hole at short, and it's knocked down by Delgado. He has no play. That'll be an infield hit for Antonia. Three hits over the last 2 days. Well, we saw Delgado make a play like that yesterday, but with Antonia's speed, he did not have a chance. I don't even think if he got it in the glove clean. He knocked it down in the grass. Couldn't hang with it. That'll complete the first time through the order for the Mets against Kennedy. He got a couple of hits. Kennedy had two strikeouts. That's it. Here's Houck swinging at a breaking ball. Got a piece. Foul tip strike one. Houck struck out looking to start the game. 5-0 Marauders. One on, one out. Top three. Kennedy's pitch home. Same one. Slider swung on and missed. This one not tipped. Nothing and two. Houck serving as the DH tonight. Another slider busting him inside. 0-2. Nope, it's a fastball grounded to third. Throw to second for one. On to first, double play. Well turned by Harrison and Toledo. 5-4-3, twin killing. The inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on. Kennedy has pitched three scoreless innings. Wenninger jogging back out to the mound. We're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Six straight retired by Jack Weininger. He faces Shane-Lynn Polanco here in the third. Polanco, first pitch swinging, sails it high into right field for Rosa. Circling around, struggling, but catching. And a reach back across his body. The last moment. Polanco out on the first pitch. It's still breezy today. It's been breezy all week. It kind of died down in batting practice, but it's picked back up since about 5:45. Straight out to center field. It's been that way all four games. So the higher the ball gets hit, the more these outfielders have seemed to struggle with it. First pitch strike delivered to Eddie Rodriguez. Walked and scored on the grand slam in the first. Weininger throws one low. That's a rare ball since that grand slam. It seemed to light a fire under him. A 1-1. Sweeper right across the plate. Great pitch. Called the strike. 1-2. Weininger wasting no time. Swing and a miss on a strikeout. On a changeup. Five strikeouts now for Weininger. All coming in the last seven batters. Two up, two down. You ever play a sport, whether it's, you know, seriously or for recreation, and you start off so bad, you just say you can't believe it, and then you get so mad, and there's a swing and a miss on a changeup, that you just say, forget this, and just go crazy, and all of a sudden you don't think, you just go, and you start playing really well, and it's pickleball or golf or tennis, baseball, pickup basketball, and that's the mode Jack Weininger's in right now. Nothing went right to start, and he just tossed it all aside, and he's just being athletic right now and using his natural talent just to mow through these guys. He's in a great rhythm. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, another changeup. And this is Valdez at the plate with that inside the park grand slam. A 1-2. Strike three on the inside corner. He has challenged the pitch. Mets already walking off. They don't care. They think it's a strike. Oh, it's not. They'll have to go back. That was a confident walk from Weininger and from Hernandez. I'm with them. I thought that was a good pitch. Two balls, two strikes. Valdez saves the inning-ending strikeout for the moment. And he grounds one right back to Weininger. We'll run it halfway, underhand toss, inning over. Jack Weininger, nine straight retired since the first five reach and all scored. What a turnaround, 180 degree. We'll go to the fourth. It's 5-0.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
We're in the fourth inning, 45 minutes into the night. 5-0 Marauders. Lefty Michael Kennedy looks sharp for Bradenton. He'll face Jesus Baez. First pitch to Baez is taken for a strike. Baez on the 10-game hitting streak. Flew out in his first bid to extend it to 11. One pitch, high and away, ball and a strike. Kennedy, through the first three innings, only threw 36 pitches. He faced just one over the minimum. A couple of strikeouts and a double play ball. One pitch, a swing and a miss on a slider. That was a nifty leg kick, a hesitation, and that had Baez off his timing. Johnny Cueto style. Lifted it up, put it back down, lifted it back up. The 1-2. Fastball flowing into center field. On the run is Polanco, Rodriguez as well. It's Polanco to make the play in right center. And Baez is out for the second time tonight. One away in the visiting fourth. Jeffrey Rosa will hit. Grounded out to first base, his first time up. Offensive hits tonight from Hernandez, who will bat next, and Antonia. First pitch, breaking ball, fouled straight back. That would have been into the press box back in the old days, but between 2019 and this year, at some point they put up this net and they extended all the way above the press box, thank God. The 1 pitch. Pitch clock should have expired. Swing and a miss on a changeup. And he starts that delivery just in the nick of time. Yeah, as baseball has progressed, and everybody has a computer now, multiple computers, they got to protect all that stuff in the press box. Fastball just missed on Rosa. No challenge. He had too many press box worker bees up here and too much equipment, computers, technology. You can't have that exposed to foul balls. 1-2 to Rosa. Breaking ball. Hit out to left field and well. But McGuire's right there to make the catch. On a line. Could not get it above the head of McGuire. Two flyouts on the Mets hitters here in the fourth. And Ronald Hernandez will bat with nobody on. Singled in the second inning, got to second base with nobody out, but the Mets couldn't bring him home. Kennedy pitching free and easy with the 5-0 lead. This ball's rocked right into the mitt of the lunging Delgado. Nice play. Iron Man has barely made it out of the batter's box. We'll check the exit velo on that ball when we return for the home fourth as the Mets go down in order in the top half. Still 5-0 Bradenton. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Last pitch scorched by Ronald Hernandez. 101.6 miles per hour off the bat. Had a 73% chance of a hit. He was robbed by Kiner Delgado. Tough break. Jack Weninger ready to start the fourth. He's retired nine straight. First five batters of the game, ground rule double, bloop single, walk, walk, inside the park, grand slam. Next nine, pop out, strikeout, strikeout, ground out, strikeout, strikeout, fly out, strikeout, ground out, comebacker. So, Weninger trying to make it 10 straight as he faces Solomon Maguire. Started that streak with the pop-out to Villavicencio. Takes a ball low. Weninger, 46 pitches through three innings. This ball is hit way out to right field, and that is long gone. Clears everything over the boardwalk. A Titanic home run for Solomon Maguire, his second in 2 days. And that will certainly snap the streak of 9-0 retired. Makes it a 6-0 Bradenton lead. That is light tower power. And there's folks standing on the boardwalk who immediately just turned and watched. That's quite a way to end that streak. Bradenton now 6 homers the last 2 games. Weninger trying to shake it off facing Juan Jerez. Those home runs for Maguire yesterday and today is only 2 of the season. And TrackMan not picking up, or Hawkeye not picking up the distance data on that home run, just that it left the ballpark at 106.7 miles per hour, a 36-degree launch angle. That had to be, close to 400 feet. Dribbler foul. Jerez struck out swinging in the first inning. It's 1-2 on him now. He takes a pitch below the knees. Good eye. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Breaking ball, fouled away. That one caught a piece of Hernandez again. Oof. Can't tell where, but he's crumpled. Somewhere on the thigh, maybe. Maybe someplace a little more sensitive. Adam Devery, the Mets trainer, will head out. Yukari De La Cruz as well. Checking in on him. Mets and Braves will start at 8:05. That's the word on the X Streets. Used to be the Twitter Streets. And Elon changed that. Better late than never. A handshake from Ronald to Devery, and he's good to go. Been nicked twice here in the early going. Two pitches, foul tipped and squeezed by Hernandez. He got this one. That's another strikeout, the sixth for Wenninger. That's 12 strikeouts last night. Entered the day at 344 on the season from this pitching staff. Still leading all of Double A, High A, Single A, and more than 21 Triple A teams. And Wenninger showing no signs of slowing down. Six strikeouts and not through the fourth inning. Here's Mickness, who struck out swinging. He takes a ball. And then another. Mickness quickly ahead 2-0. Marauders lead 6-0. Did most of their damage yesterday in home runs, the same today. Pitch outside, it's 3-0. Inside the park, grand slam for four runs. Solo home run by McGuire for a fifth run. Another run scoring on a bloop single. Fastball missed low. That's a quick four-pitch walk. As Mickness heads down to first. The third walk of the night by Wenninger. Maybe getting too quick. One on, one out for Gerald Toledo. Grounded out in the second. Maybe the Mets can get a double play ball. Wenninger, a look over to first. Good size lead for Mickness. Not running. Pitches inside for ball one. Pitch. A strike. Fastball at 90 gets over. Snaps the streak of five consecutive pitches out of the zone. One-one. Breaking ball inside. Slider misses the zone. Two balls and a strike. Mets have a reliever standing down in the bullpen, but nobody throwing. Now that reliever is going to sit. Pop up out of play, left side, heading towards the street. I don't know if it made the street. I think it stayed in the ballpark. And about 10 feet between the last row and the street. That fence that runs along the sidewalk. 2-2 pitch, it's hooked foul past first base. And at some point over the years, some foul ball has had to connect with the moving vehicle out there. Just be tough luck. Two balls, two strikes, one out on Toledo. Mickness gets his lead from first. Wenninger from the stretch delivers. Breaking ball, strike three. Inside corner, got him looking. Strikeout number seven for Wenninger. Two gone in the inning. And we go back to the top of the order, and Kiner Delgado. Third time through the order, usually when the pitcher starts to slow down. See how Wenninger does navigating. Delgado, a ground rule double and a strikeout. First pitch, letter high breaking ball for a strike. Runners lead 6-0. Out hitting the Mets 4-2. No errors in the game. Swing and a miss on a dirt ball. Kiner Delgado not happy with that decision. He will use his timeout. Nothing in two. Wenninger peers in, looks to first. 0-2 pitch comes home, high and tight. Could afford to waste one. Wenninger at that stage now, where he can go into the 80s with his pitch count. They all can, really, at this stage. It's in the mid-60s. 1-2 pitch, runner goes, ground ball hits the runner. And he's out. Tough break for Mickness. Ball hit him right in the leg. He tried to hop over it, but it got him. He's out on interference, and that is how the inning ends. It should be ruled. I think it's going to be called a single for Delgado, although I will say Viva Sensu was right there but didn't hit him to make the play. We are through five, correction, four innings. Speeding right along here tonight. Marauders lead 6-0. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam MacDonald back with you from Bradenton, Florida. Warm Friday night, game four of a six-game series. Marauders lead the game 6-0, lead the series 3-0. Tough times for the St. Lucie Mets. Boston Barrow leads off against Michael Kennedy. And Barrow hits one high and deep to right. Going back is Rodriguez. It's over his head, bouncing off the wall. And Boston Barrow will cruise into second with the double. His second double in two games. Leadoff man aboard for St. Lucie. See if they can bring him home. Barrow hit a double down into the right field corner in the ninth inning yesterday to bring in the game's final run. I feel like he's had really good BPs this week. Glad to see it starting to translate to the game. Jose Hernandez could really use a hit. 0 for 11 since coming down from Brooklyn. Fouls one away. Grounded out in the first. Trip to the plate. That was in the second inning. Pickoff play. Barrow back in safe. Second baseman Toledo tried to sneak in behind, but Barrow was alert. Kennedy looks back to second, the 0-1 pitch. High fastball, good take. Now Kennedy's been pitching well tonight. And after a tough start to the season, he's been really good his last three times out. And getting better, just 19 years old. Pitches down low. MLB Pipeline classified him as the best player in the state of New York in 2022. Pirates taking him in the fourth round, gave him $1 million to sign, way above the fourth round spot slot. 2-1 pitch is fouled away. He was ticketed for LSU. That's one of the best baseball programs in the country. Of course, exciting news for LSU Tiger fans and Pittsburgh Pirates fans and Bradenton Marauders fans is Paul Skeens from LSU, set to make his big league debut tomorrow. Skeens pitched briefly here in Bradenton for being drafted last year. Dominating AAA this year in Indianapolis. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball right in there for a called third strike. Hernandez is thinking about it, but he will not challenge. Probably the right move. A one away. Drops the Mets for 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position tonight. The last three starts for Kennedy, five innings, two hits, one run. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 run. And he has not walked a batter in that stretch with 22 strikeouts. First pitch here to Cuevas is a strike. 19 years old, had the 30 strikeout to 3 walk ratio. Boy, very impressive. Breaking ball missed inside, we think, a challenge by the catcher, Mickness, and he wins it. Ball has been overturned to a strike, and it's nothing and two on Cuevas. And now maybe here comes that slider on the outside part of the plate, and that goes 6 inches off. That's exactly what it was. Oh, he got a piece, hits it to third base, scooped up by Harrison, and he holds it. Cuevas, using those long limbs, got a piece of that. Way off the plate, legs out, an infield single. Runners at the corners with one out. Kevin Villavicencio will bat. Beware the bunt. Harrison at third base thinking the same thing, even with the bag at third. Drez holding on, Cuevas at first. Throw will go to first. Now they wanted to see if Villavicencio was going to square. He did not. At least he did not tip his hand. Good opportunity for the Mets to get on the board. Pick away at this 6-0 deficit. Middle section of the game. Ground ball, base hit in the left for Villavicencio. That's going to chase home Barrow, and it's 6-1. And it's on the board in the fifth. Villavicencio has now 3 hits in the last 2 nights. 3 hits in this inning. That's cashing in on that double. I'm telling you, they settled the game down once that grand slam occurred and made it 5-0. Just a matter of if they could produce some runs to get back into it. Well, that's a start. Still a long way to go. Solomon Wire's home run. The only thing Bradenton's got tonight since that grand slam. Donovan Antonia, 3 hits the last 2 games, is at the plate. First pitch, check swing, did not go on the changeup. Let's change up in the strike zone. If you're a Mets hitter, you know you have to swing the bat tonight. Kennedy, no walks this evening, no walks his last 3 starts. Going to get the opportunity to swing and get contact as this ball's fouled straight back. Fastball 89. Mets have actually equaled the Marauders' number of hits with 5. Pitch comes home, and that's flowing into left field. Long run for McGuire. Still running. He sets up and makes the catch. Well, he sped towards the line, slammed on the brakes. Off the bat, that looked like it had a chance to drop in, but McGuire gets there in time, keeps his feet. 2 down. And Mets had a bunch of hits yesterday, 2-9. Well, Bradenton had 10. The difference is the power surge by the Marauders. They are hitting home runs and doubles. The Mets are hitting singles. A couple of doubles yesterday for the Mets, 1 double tonight. It's hard to keep pace. Getting the same amount of hits. Here's a throwback to second, not in time, as they check in on Cuevas. That's just not a power-hitting team this year. And their best power hitter, Chris Suero, now up in Brooklyn. Well, Baez has taken up the mantle. Hauk flies one deep into right. Tracing back is Rodriguez. Still going back. He makes the catch shy of the track. Now he's on it. Hauk just misses. And Rodriguez played him deep. And that caused Houck a chance to get it over his head. Mets get a run, but strand two halfway home tonight. 6-1 Bradenton. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are. Thanks for listening on a Friday night. Marauders lead by five. They're trying to go up 4-0 in the series. They win an eighth straight game. The Mets are trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Baseball can change in a hurry. In a game and day-to-day, the Mets are finding that out in a very difficult way. Here's Kalai Harrison. Single in the ground out. He hits one on the ground to Barrow at third. Good throw. Harrison is out on one pitch. And Bradenton coming out swing on the first pitch a couple of times tonight. And Kiner Delgado, first pitch, ground rule double. In the bottom of the first, Blanco a fly out the first pitch of the third. And Harrison a ground out to Boston Barrow, who is ready for him. Here's Polanco again, 0-for-1 at that flyout, plus a walk and a run. He takes a strike from Wenninger. Wenninger just threw his 70th pitch of the evening. Stirring in the Mets' bullpen. Here's a good changeup for a strike. And it's nothing and two on Polanco. No two pitch, swings and misses. Strikes out on another breaking ball. Jack Wenninger has two outs in the first four pitches of the home fifth. I always thought that was a tough break for the second batter of the inning when the first batter makes an out in the first pitch. You got to take a pitch. You got to take one. You can't risk making two outs on two pitches. So you're essentially starting in an 0-1 count because you know the pitcher's going to throw it in there. And there's a strike to Rodriguez, and he's got to take that too. You got to take and at least try to give your pitcher a breather in the dugout. 0-1. He'll swing at this and fouled away. Whoa, look out in the Bradenton dugout. Somebody jumped off the top step and is now lying in the fetal position on the dugout, on the chair, the bench, laughing it up. He's okay. Yeesh. Line drive right into the dugout. Chasing multiple guys off the top step. That guy's sitting down there now. He's on the bench. Ground ball to Barrow. Nope, it's going to go to short. Baez, long throw, close play, out. Quick inning for Jack Wenninger. First five batters of the night reach and score. He's basically mowed through everybody except for McGuire with that home run to lead off the fourth. Solid effort by Wenninger tonight given how it started. On to the sixth in Bradenton. 5-1 Marauders.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild. Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. Let's see if Jesus Baez can get an 11-game hit streak. He's 0 for 2. Michael Kennedy out for the sixth inning. Longest a Marauder has gone. Starter has gone this week. First pitch, Baez takes it for a ball low. Nobody throwing in either bullpen right now. That could change. At a moment's notice. Kennedy the 1-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed the high slider. Ball and a strike. One-one. Inside. Ball two. Actually, Ernesto Mercedes is starting to toss softly in the Mets bullpen beyond the left field wall. Two-one pitch down low. So Kennedy, the walk streak is on the line. Hasn't walked a batter since April 13th. Three-one, fly ball into left field, and it's caught by Delgado. The shortstop ranging back. Reached up high at the end. Ball was fluttering. Baez 0 for 3. He'll get another chance as he's the number two hole hitter tonight. The way this game's going, he might not get two more. There's Rosa 0 for 2. First pitch, a fastball up high. So Kennedy holds the line, doesn't issue the walk. A 1-0 pitch, Rosa takes a sharp slider for a strike, 79. One pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed, 1-2. How about this? The other three games in the FSL tonight that started at 6:30 were all in the top of the sixth. Everybody moving along nicely tonight. 1-2 to Rosa. He hits this high and deep to left. That's going to leave the yard. Bye-bye baseball. Jeffrey Rosa hits his first Florida State League home run. A line drive missile onto the boardwalk at Lecom Park makes it a 6-2 game. He's got big time pop, 15 home runs in 44 games in the DSL last year. Took him one game into the FCL this year to hit a home run, takes him three into the FSL season to get the home run. And he's gotten a hit in all three games with St. Lucie now. A fine addition. And this lineup, which really lacks power, that helps. Now Ronald Hernandez bats. Hernandez a single and a lineout. Slashes one out of play. Exit velocity 104.9 miles per hour off the bat. Low launch angle 22 degrees. Distance 389 feet. Hang time just 3.9 seconds. It was out in a hurry. And a pop up out of play. Hernandez uses the timeout. Ground ball sharply at two, Delgado. Fields it, whips it to first. Close play. Hernandez is out, though. Two down. Base is empty, and Barrow will come up. I feel like Barrow's close to a home run this week. Takes a called strike. Rounds one foul. Nothing in two. Barrow doubled in the fifth and scored. He takes this pitch high and away. And a 1-2 breaking ball in the dirt. Ends the count, two balls, two strikes. It's trying to shake off that disastrous start. Down 5-0. No outs in the first inning. Now down 4. At middle portion of the game. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Barrow hits it high and deep to right field. Rodriguez going back. Jumps up at the wall and misses it. Barrow's at second base. He's going to stop there. He's got another double. And Rodriguez came oh so close to making a leaping catch near the wall. Barrow stuck it over his head, has doubled in consecutive innings, and three doubles in the last two games. All right, and that's starting to find some power. Two doubles and a home run in the last 10 batters. Here's Jose Hernandez, 0-2. Can cut the deficit in half. The hit. He flies one deep out to left field. This one's going to go. Bye-bye, baseball. Jose Hernandez rocks one out to deep left center field. And it's 6-4. A power surge for the St. Lucie Mets. Seven home runs all season. They hit two in this inning. Surviving the early onslaught, and now they're right back in this game. Home run, double, home run in the last four at-bats. And a mound visit for Matt Ford. Well, maybe the Mets motivated by what Bradenton has done the last couple of days. Honors were not really a power team either until this recent winning streak. A three-run inning. Hernandez 108.1 off the bat, 396 feet. Cuevas trying to make it back-to-back, a big swing on a breaking ball. Cuevas 1-2 with an infield hit. He wants to keep it rolling. 0-1 pitch, swings and misses at the breaking ball outside. And it's nothing and two. Action in Bradenton's bullpen now. No 2 pitch, breaking ball inside corner for a strike three. No challenge by Cuevas, and the inning is over. But the St. Lucie Mets making some noise. Rosa homers, Hernandez homers. Once down 5-0, the Mets now down 6-4 halfway through the sixth inning.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jack Wenninger and the St. Lucie Mets down 5-0 before an out was recorded are now down by 2. Wenninger back out there facing Esmerlin Valdez. First pitch, fastball away. Valdez, the inside the park grand slam. That made it 5-0. Then he grounded out back to Jack in the third. 1-for-2. Takes this pitch below the knees. It's 2-0. Mercedes appears to be the next man up. Wenninger came into this inning at 76 pitches. Trying to match his season high with 6 innings pitched. Sweeping breaking ball in for a strike. Longest outing for a Mets pitcher this year. His 6 innings done twice. A 2-1 pitch inside for ball 3. Marty the Marauder trying to get the fans to do the wave. Not successful at the moment. Not enough people here for that. Tough in the FSL. 3-1 pitch, zipped right over for a strike at 92. Count is full. Payoff pitch to Valdez. He swings and misses. 9th strikeout for Jack Wenninger, matching yesterday's starter Cade Morris. And he's one off of his season high of 10. Last man to get a hit, Solomon McGuire at the plate. Looks to push bunt. Does not take it back in time. A swinging strike. Pitch was down and out of the zone. Barrow now alert at third base. One pitch, a swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's nothing in two. And timeout called by McGuire. Momentum has shifted here at Lee Com Park. Mets have scored the game's last 4 runs. 0-2 pitch. Struck him out with the slider. A challenge. This is going to stay. It did. Confirmed. Wasted challenge by the Marauders and McGuire. 10 strikeouts for Wenninger. Boy, who would have thought? Jack Wenninger standing on the mound without an out recorded, down 5 runs. And have struck out 10. serves a strike to Juan Jerez. This is a tremendous job to shake it off, just like Cade Morris last night. Showing great resiliency. 0-1 pitch, oh, half swing and a miss by Jerez. A terrible swing. And he will use the timeout. He's already struck out twice, and he's heading for a third time with a swing like that. Timeout will buy him a few seconds to reset. Wenninger standing tall on the mound, trying to strike out the side in his last inning. And it's a ground ball picked up, and he's out. Picked up right at home plate. Jerez never made it out of the box. He thought it was foul. Heads up by Ronald Hernandez. Picked the ball up right in front of home plate. Tagged out Jerez. He didn't strike out. But he did go down to an assisted. Zach Wenninger. What a performance. Kept the Mets in the game. Now we go to the seventh. It's 6-4 Bradenton. You're listening to the St. Louis Mets Baseball Network.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We have a new pitcher alert. Tyler Kennedy takes over in the seventh from starter Michael Kennedy. Kennedy, no relation. This Kennedy, Tyler, 21 years old from Columbia, South Carolina. Played at Florida Southwestern State Junior College, drafted in the 19th round last year by Pittsburgh. Throws ball one to Vivasencio, then ball two over everything to the backstop. Michael Kennedy, six innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. So the walkless streak continues. It's impressive. You go over a month without a walk. As a 19-year-old, a swing and a miss on a fastball at 95. Tyler Kennedy bringing the heat. This is his 10th relief appearance. Got a lot of strikeouts. Check swing, Vivasencio goes too far. Strike two. He has struck out 19 9 2/3. ERA at 9.31. He's all over the map. 8 hits, 10 earned runs. He's walked 13, struck out 19. Good Lord. Who knows what's going to happen with this guy on the mound. A walk, a hit, or a strikeout. Whoa, this one sails up too high. A curveball at 79. So Vivasencio's had to bail out twice now. He's got an RBI single and a flyout. Three, two, pitch. This ball's hit well to left field. Did Vivasencio get enough? Leaping up, oh, making the great catch of McGuire. He bounces off the wall right in front of the Mets' bullpen. Vivasencio gave it a ride, but McGuire had other ideas. Robs him of an extra base hit. Left his feet, made the catch, landed, and smashed into the wall right along the fencing with the Mets' bullpen. Tough break for Vivasencio, but the Mets are starting to swing a good bat tonight. It's taken a while. Waiting for an offensive performance like this since last Thursday. Here's a ball to Antonia, who's 1-for-2. Change up at 80 for a strike. It's 1-1. Kennedy throws this ball. It's sent into center field. Here comes Polanco to make the catch, running all the way. Antonia cannot get that one to fall in. Two quick outs in the top of the seventh on a couple of well-hit balls. Back to the top, and Houck 0-for-3 from the leadoff spot and the DH. Thought he might have had an extra base hit in the fifth inning. That came with two on and two outs. If that cleared Rodriguez, we might be looking at a tie game right now. Fastball called the strike at 96 miles per hour. Hard ground ball, mishandled at third base by Harrison. Off the glove as he reached out to his left. Now this is likely going to be an error, and it is, immediately flashing on the scoreboard. Houck hit it just far enough to the right, and Harrison couldn't get in front of it, had to reach out, but that ball bounced up chest high. Misplay on the field by Harrison, the third baseman. Inning continues for Baez, and he swings and misses out a slider. Baez 0-for-3, seeking the 11-game hit streak. Go figure, Mets having their best offensive game in a while, doing it without their top hitter producing. Swing and a miss on the slider, nothing in two. You know, Baez badly wants to crank one out of here and tie this game up. He uses the timeout. Pitch comes home, breaking ball, cranked foul. In on the hands. Gets a piece to stay alive. It rattles around out in left field. O-2 in the dirt. Good stop by Mickness, the catcher. Keeping Houck at first base. Bradenton scored 5 in the first inning before they made an out. Got a home run by McGuire in the fourth. Mets have scored 4 unanswered. Claw their way back in this game. A 1-2 pitch is driven out to right field. Long run for Rodriguez. He looks up, slides, and can't make the catch. Houck is being waved in. He is going to score. And the Mets are within a run. It's an RBI double for Baez, and he's got himself an 11-game hitting streak. The two-out error keeps the inning alive, and Baez slices one into the right field corner, just out of the range of Rodriguez. And the double in the sixth inning extended the streak for Baez to 10 yesterday, and in the seventh inning, he doubles today. And now Rosa bats with the tying run in scoring position. His home run seemed to get the Mets going last inning, providing a big spark. First pitch, a fastball, a strike on the corner, 96. Oh, one pitch. Oh, it hit Rosa on the thigh. He could not get out of the way. Fastball at 95 on him so fast. Tried to jump back, but way too late. Hit by the pitch. And it looks like the Mets are getting the full Tyler Kennedy experience right now. Got the first two out. An error, a double, a hit by pitch. Now the Mets have the go-ahead run on as Ronald Hernandez steps up. Switch hitter will hit the bat left-handed now against the righty. Tyler Kennedy, if you're batting lefty against right-handed Michael Kennedy first three times. Pitch in the dirt. Ball one. What a response from the St. Lucie Mets. Looked like they weren't ready to play to start this game. They have awoken. Fastball away. 2-0. Scored five unanswered runs, threatening with two on and two out. Hernandez trying to tie this game, perhaps give the Mets the lead. The pitch is low for ball three. Surging Boston Barrow doubled in consecutive innings. Looms on deck if Kennedy can't throw a strike. Kennedy set for the 3-0. Does Hernandez get the green light? He didn't use it, didn't need to. It was low for ball four. Four-pitch walk to load the bases. All this happening after the first two batters were retired. And think about the play that McGuire made to start this inning. The leaping catch at the wall to rob Villavicencio of an extra base hit. Otherwise, the Mets maybe have this game tied up or in the lead right now. Well, that'll do it for Tyler Kennedy. His defense didn't help him. He had a 1-2-3 inning nearly in his grasp. But the Harrison era has opened up an opportunity. He departs. New pitcher coming in to face Boston Barrow with the Mets down by one and the bases loaded.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB tonight, every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts. MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight. Every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Boston Barrow will face Hunter Furtado, a lefty. It is doubles against the lefty, Michael Kennedy. Can he do it again? Mets have the tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run on second. And then Hernandez on first. Barrow a double in the fifth, a double in the sixth. Henry Batts in the seventh. Down 6-5. Big lefty Furtado's first pitch. Laid in for a strike, a curveball at 77. Furtado listed at 6'4", Wellington, Florida, about an hour and a half south of Port St. Lucie. Drafted out of Alabama last year. Line drive, base hit into center field for Boston Barrow. The tying run is in. Here comes the go-ahead run. It's offline. Rosa scores, and the Mets have come all the way back to take a 7-6 lead. Boston Barrow a hit in three consecutive innings. Shoots this line drive single into center field. Baez ties it. Rosa gives the Mets the lead. Once down 5-0, now leading 7-6. A great response from the St. Lucie Mets, their best response all season. And it all happens with two outs after the error. Jose Hernandez hit a home run last time up. Try to keep it going. This pitch is a fastball outside at 92. Well, it looked bad early for the Mets. Down by five. They went down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Down five before they got an out in the field and the home first. Now leading. There's a changeup that missed. The bats have come alive. Seven runs on 10 hits. A three-run inning in the sixth and now a three-run inning in the seventh. Breaking ball missed badly inside. It's 3-0. Hernandez walking around the plate. Careful not to have a pitch clock violation. Furtado, the 3-0, lays it right in there for a strike at 90. Furtado appearing in his 10th game. No record, no saves, 7.36 ERA. 10 strikeouts in 11 innings. 3-1 pitch to Hernandez, and he fouls it straight back to the screen. It's a full count. Mets have given Jack Weininger an opportunity to get a win by taking this lead. He would really deserve it. Now the defense didn't play well behind him, giving up those five runs, not all his fault. And a great job to keep the Mets within striking distance. Pitch clock winding down. Furtado set, 3-2. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Hernandez strikes out. Furtado rallies after being behind 3-0. But not before. The Mets tie the game and take the lead. Boston Barrows' two-run single does it. It's stretch time in Bradenton. The Mets lead by one.
Tutto Al Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Al Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Mets looking for their largest comeback win of the season. Overcame a five-run deficit against Tampa at home in April. They were down 6-0 after four innings today. A run in the fifth, three in the sixth, three in the seventh. They have a lead. There is a long way to go. We all know that one-run leads have not been kind to the Mets on the road this year. And Ernesto Mercedes is on the mound for this seventh inning. And he throws strike one at 95. Mercedes has had his ups and downs this season. Not a prolific strike thrower. Can he find his command tonight? He faces Mickness. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball at 88. Mickness a strikeout and a walk. 0 for 1. Mercedes pitch swung on and missed the splitter. Strikes out Mickness on three pitches, so off to a great start. That splitter can be really lethal, one of the better pitches in the Mets organization. hasn't used it a ton this year. Really trying to establish that mid-90s fastball. A Wendinger, what a performance considering how it started. Just like Cade Morris yesterday, righted the ship to give the team a chance. As this pitch sails to the backstop, unlike yesterday, the Mets' defense or offense came to life to get Wendinger not only off the hook, but lining him up for a win. Morris righted the ship yesterday, but offense didn't come to life as this pitch misses low. Another split. It's 2-0 on Jarrell Toledo. Wendinger, 6 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs, all earned. 3 walks and 10 strikeouts. So matches a season high in innings and strikeouts. 2-0 on Toledo. Misses inside. It's 3-0. So 6 pitches, 3 strikes, 3 balls from Mercedes. And you better believe the Marauders know the scouting report on Mercedes. Then he will walk batters. There's a fastball right down the pipe. So Meknes perhaps overextending himself, going down on 3 pitches. Toledo trying to wait him out. Mercedes, the 3-1. Lost him high, ball 4. Tying runs aboard. With 1 down in the home 7th. Mercedes, 20 years old, pitching in his 7th game. 5th time out of the bullpen. He and Wendinger have been tied together all season. In their perfect world, probably had an idea of Wendinger for 6, Mercedes for 3, and a victory. It's in the realm of possibilities. Kiner Delgado, 1-for-3 at the plate. First pitch to him, fouls straight back. Mercedes 0-2 this year. 4.42 ERA, like a lot of these other Mets pitchers, can really rack up the strikeouts. 29 in 18 innings. Now 30 in 19 innings. Pitch is fouled back for strike 2. The 16 walks. It's not hit a batter. That's, would not have guessed that. More than a strikeout per inning and about a walk per inning. He's gotten both today in 2 batters. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt. Runner will go to second base on the wild pitch, but Delgado strikes out swinging. Hernandez had to chase that one up halfway to the first base line. So we have a big bat here with Kalai Harrison at the plate. A walk and a wild pitch that put the tying run in the scoring position in the 7th inning. Harrison 1-for-3 with an RBI single way back in the first. That little dunker with the infield drawn in. Mets lead 7-6. Mercedes trying to hold that lead. First pitch, breaking ball, gets away. Runner's going to go to third. Hernandez will hold it. I think he might have been crossed up. He's going to go talk about it with Mercedes. That might go as a passed ball. Hernandez was not expecting it. Now the tying run 90 feet away. Here comes Vivasencio to join the discussion. And Mercedes now has to control himself. He's also uncorked 8 wild pitches and 2 balks in his 18 innings this year. Can't afford either right now. Mets have done such a good job offensively to come back. It'd be a shame to let it go moments later on a walk, a wild pitch, and a pass ball. Mercedes set for the 1-0 to Harrison. And it's foul tipped right in the mitt. 97. High-speed pitch of the year for Mercedes. Looks in and is set. 1-1. Swing and a miss on that splitter for strike 2. Hernandez chasing the runner Toledo back up the third base bag to the bag. the lefty. Harrison at the plate. Boston Barrows far removed from third base. So Toledo's getting a big lead. 1-2 on Harrison. Mercedes pitch. In the dirt, skips away. A wild pitch, and the game is tied. A walk, two wild pitches. And it's 7-7. A strike away. The one thing he could not do is spike it, and he did. That's a real shame. It really is. Brand new ball game. 2-2 is the count. Pitch clock violation on Mercedes. Now it's a full count. Two on the way. Outside ball four. Now the go-ahead run is on. The walks are killers. The wild pitches are just as bad. Again, struck out the first batter, walked the next, threw a wild pitch on a strikeout. A pass ball that's been, of course, put on Hernandez. And you don't know the intricacies of it, but that could have been on Mercedes if threw the wrong pitch. That was called. And then, of course, the second wild pitch. Then an automatic ball helps for a walk. And they're all things that cannot happen. Here's a pitch that's a ball, a challenge by Hernandez, and it's called a strike. Overturned on Polanco. One pitch swung on and missed. There will be no win for Jack Weininger tonight. And no decision for him. No 2 pitch, struck him out. 3 strikeouts in the inning. There was a lot of things that happened in between that should not have. A walk, 2 of them. 2 wild pitches, pass ball. Mets' 1-run lead evaporated. Their own undoing. It's 7-7 through 7.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Fort St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke,
you know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, the Mets offense is humming. Hard to believe, but they have broken out. They've scored in 3 straight innings. They need more. Got to shake off what happened on the mound that last inning. Just keep doing your thing on offense. There's a ball popped up by Cuevas. Foul ground. That's going to land in the stands. Nobody brave enough to reach out their hands and make a catch from a fan perspective. Cuevas, the only batter not to hit in the 3-run seventh. fastball up and in for ball one. Hurtado's continuing to pitch. He came in and served up the two-run single to Barrow. That gave the Mets the lead, but then he retired Hernandez on the strikeout to strand another runner at third. Mets did leave some meat on the bone that inning, but hey, scoring three runs after first two batters make outs, he'll take one run. They got three, so it's not the issue. Look, when you're going through losing skids like this, six in a row, and we thought that in the first four games, the Mets in this losing streak pitched well enough to win multiple games. Last night gave up eight runs, tough to win like that, especially on the road. They've given up seven runs tonight on the mound. Tough to win like that on the road, but they've scored seven. Pitch is just outside, so they are right in this thing. Three and one on Cuevas. Hurtado doesn't want to walk a lefty, but he did. Missed outside with the fastball. That's a gift. Look, if the Mets provided a gift with a free, cheap run to tie the game in the bottom of the seventh, the Mets, maybe they'll get it right back. And, of course, all three runs the Mets scored unearned. Harrison, the third baseman, misplayed that Hout Brown ball. That would have been a 1-2-3 inning. So in that sense, you know, both teams making big mistakes in the seventh inning. That's actually come out ahead. Pitches outside, ball one to Villavicencio. Starting to swing a good bat now in his return to the Mets from the Brooklyn Cyclones. Two hits yesterday, a hit last early in this inning, or earlier in this game in the fifth. He was robbed of an extra base hit in the seventh. And he takes this pitch in the dirt. It's 2-0. Hurtado can't seem to find a pitch that he likes. That curveball was the misfire there. Hurtado, 10 walks in 11 innings coming in. He and the other reliever, Tyler Kennedy, not doing themselves favors. 2-0 pitch laid right in. Kennedy, a walk and hit batter with two outs last inning, so he certainly had a chance to pitch around the air. Look, a two-out error, runner at first. Defense isn't going to be perfect. You got to find a way to finish out that inning if you're John Kennedy, and he did not. 2-1, we'll have to wait. Throw goes to first base. Hitters count 2-1. Another throw over to first. Safe again, so that's it. He has exhausted the step-offs. Two disengagements, and now Cuevas, who's not a stolen base threat, can get a bigger lead, and he has. Almost daring for Totter to throw over. He throws home. Swing and a miss. Good pitch, good curveball. And Villavicencio lunging at it. 2-2. Pitch home, ground ball off the side of the mound. The throw will go to, not to first. Toledo steps on second, gets the out. And he faked a throw to first, stepped on second. Cuevas did the right thing. He slowed down. He did not run into an out at second, and then, which would have allowed Toledo to throw to first to complete a double play. He stopped. Good base running. Fist bump as he enters the dugout. It's a fielder's choice for Villavicencio. They got a faster runner replacing Cuevas on first base. Throw goes over to check in on Kevin, who had a steal yesterday. And a lot of runners in this league, they'll just blindly run up to second. Second baseman will tag him out, throw to first. He got a double play. Cuevas, no chance. His stop. Of course, another pickoff. This time he's out. Oh, no. Villavicencio too far off. Hurtado flat-footed picks him off. The Mets were playing so well to come back, giving up the lead on a walk and a bunch of wild pitches, now picked off. Trying to snap a win streak. Nah, these things are not helpful. Vicencio back to the bench. Antonia at the plate sees his first pitch. And it's a ball low. Leadoff walk to start this inning. Now base is empty as Antonia takes it inside. Not just the leadoff walk, but the next batter was in a 2-0 count. Antonia today 1-for-3 with the infield hit back in the third. Takes this pitch for ball three. Not many strikes though in this inning by Furtado. Oh, this is punished foul, Antonia. I love it. 3-0, sit dead red, two outs, base is empty, go for it. He was right on it, but yanked it foul. Three-one pitch. He takes low for ball four. Two walks in the inning. Antonia now the go-ahead run on first, and he must be wary of the pickoff. Now he's fast, wants to get up to second, of course, for Hauk. Now we'll have a mound visit. Matt Ford, pitching coach, heading out for a visit. It's a 7-7 game in the top of the eighth inning. Back to action, Colin Hauk at the plate, takes the ball high. Pitch is outside for a ball. Takes another one, this one in the dirt, and Antonia scoots up to second. A wild pitch. And the count is 3-0 on Hauk. So after Vicencio was picked off, looked like the Mets were in danger of going down quickly in the inning, but now they've got the go-ahead run on second. Hauk, will he sit dead red 3-0? Nah, he didn't get a chance. He takes the ball inside. Three walks in the inning, and the other batter who was at the plate had a 2-0 count. Furtado's making a mess out of this. He's still got a chance to get out of the inning, but he has done himself no favors. And now he's going to bring up Baez. Another mound visit. I think this is a mound visit. The catcher, Mickness, looked into the dugout, goes out for a visit. They're just stalling, I think, to get this right-hander in the bullpen extra time. I would not expect Furtado to be facing Baez here. They're going to exhaust all the clock. Pedro Powell out. Mickness will come back behind the plate. And then I'd expect Horner to come off the top step for the change. And that's exactly... No? Yep, that's going to happen. Hey, Baez got in the box. Mickness got behind the plate. Furtado is about to come set. We will have a pitching change. They were not going to let Furtado groove one over to Baez. So, we're set up for a dramatic at-bat. New pitcher coming in to face Jesus Baez. Go-ahead run on second base. It's 7-7 in the eighth.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com.
Technical difficulties, but we're back. Landon Tompkins is the new pitcher. Baez the batter. First and second, two outs for the Mets, tied in the eighth. Tompkins' first pitch is grounded weakly out to second. This will be scooped up. The throw to first base is going to be in the nick of time by Toledo. And across the base, Baez is out on the slow roller. Tompkins, one pitch, one out to get out of the jam. And three walks in the inning, but Furtado and the Marauders do not suffer the consequences. They will go to the home eighth. Bradenton looking to take the lead. Mercedes looking to hit the mitt.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
A scoring update for you. The passed ball, the wild pitch, the first wild pitch from Mercedes has been ruled a passed ball on Hernandez. And the more I look at this, yeah, it's a pass ball. His glove was in the dirt. Ball was low, certainly. But Ronald got the glove down, turned it upside down. It basically hit ball and glove at the same time. It could go either way. But it's going to be two pass balls on Hernandez, one wild pitch on Mercedes. But really, all three of those are on the pitcher. I think the miscommunication that was the pass ball on the wrong pitch as we have a sweeping breaking ball in. It's so important now for Mercedes and Hernandez to play catch. As Eddie Rodriguez is at the plate, takes a strike, and then another. Rodriguez 0 for 2 with the walk, and he will use the timeout. And just play catch. Make sure you're on the same page. Hit the mitt, catch the ball. Margin for error now is zilch. This pitch is in the dirt now. Base is empty. Sure. Throw one in the dirt. Unless you get a swing and a miss, and then you're going to have a wild pitch. Strikeout. 1-2 on Rodriguez. Swing and a miss on the split. That's four strikeouts for Mercedes. Man, he's got such good stuff. Four strikeouts. All the outs he's recorded. Got to harness it. 14 strikeout night for the Mets. So they came in, again, tops and all of double A, high, single A, and strikeouts. 14 more tonight. Pitches low for a ball to Valdez. K's galore. Through some research, how many double-digit strikeout games have the Mets recorded this year? 1-0 pitch. That one nearly hits Valdez in the head. He ducks out of the way. Mercedes goes to the back of the mound, kicks the dirt out of his cleats. Reset for the 2-0. To the backstop for ball three. And this looks like the last inning. Struck out the first batter, no problem, then walked the next one. Falling behind 3-0. Figure Valdez will be taking all the way. He does, right down the pipe. Did he challenge it? Oh, he did. He challenged it and lost. Shocking challenge. Bradenton should be out now. Pitch is high for ball four. I'm still baffled he challenged a 3-0 pitch down the middle. What a waste that was. One pitch later, he walks. So the go-ahead run is on first base. Solomon McGuire is on. Up at the plate. He has homer tonight. Struck out and popped out. 7-7 game. Valdez, good size lead. He's leaning, not running. Pitches a ball low. Mercedes has now walked two, struck out four. Pitch right down the pipe at 95. Pretty effortless 95. When he overthrows, that's where he gets in trouble. Valdez showing no signs of running. Pitch is inside for ball two. Mercedes, the 2-1 pitch, inside, ball three. He's in danger of pushing a go-ahead run up to second base. McGuire, a dangerous hitter, is homered in consecutive games. He'll be looking for a good one to hit 3-1. It's low for ball four. Too many walks. Strikeouts are nice. Rather have no strikeouts and no walks than four strikeouts and three walks. Time called. Hernandez going out for a visit. So is Jordan Krause, the pitching coach. This has been Ernesto Mercedes all season. Going to strike out a lot of guys. Going to walk a lot of guys. Going to throw a lot of wild pitches. Hope is that they got a big lead, so it doesn't come into play. But he could not hold the one-run lead last inning. Now he's really got to bear down and try to hold the tie. entire infield is in. So essentially, you got the battle of pitchers now who struggle to throw strikes. The Mets tried their best to wait out Furtado last inning. He walked three, but the pickoff at first really hurt. He could not take full advantage of the walks. Now Bradenton trying to take advantage of these free passes. We're waiting out Mercedes. Valdez and McGuire patiently taking, not swinging out of the zone. Basically saying, hey, I'm going to force you to throw three strikes here. And here is Omar Alfonso. He's pinch hitting for Juan Jerez. And he takes a strike. Now Jerez went 0 for 3 with two strikeouts and a ground out to the catcher. Alfonso yesterday, two hits, including a home run. A much bigger threat than Jerez. First pitch, a strike. Next pitch skipped away, but a good block. It's a skipped in. Hernandez frustratingly throws that aside. Saved a wild pitch that would have put the winning run at third base, the go-ahead run. All on a strike. Mets have been bedeviled by pinch hitters this year on the road. All those guys in Daytona that made an impact coming off the bench. Pitches outside with that fastball. 2-1. Connor Burns, 12-pitch at-bat for a walk. Ariel Amonte, two-run homer off the bench. Now Solpino, a spark in the ninth inning off the bench with the hit for Braden or Daytona. 2-1 pitch. And Alfonso takes low. It's 3-1. Mercedes in danger of loading the bases. There's no help coming. He's got to get his work in. All's quiet in the bullpen. How aggressive is Alfonso? We'll have to wait a moment as we have a mound visit. Ronald Hernandez out to have a discussion. Very curious to see this next pitch. Does Alfonso take a rip? Mercedes seems to be getting further away from the strike zone. And he started with a 3-pitch strikeout in the seventh inning against Mickness, who was on deck. Time is called now by Alfonso. That's a good move by Alfonso. Just make a pitcher wait even longer. Trying to get him further out of rhythm. Now digs in. Three balls and a strike. Mercedes the pitch. Breaking ball, a slider in for a strike, a full count. That was a good pitch by Mercedes and a good take by Alfonso. That's not the one he wanted to swing at. Now 3-2 with one out. First and second, the pitch home. Foul tip for strike three. Same pitch. Mercedes rallies for the strikeout after falling behind 3-1. Takes the air out of the crowd. Strikeout, walk, walk, strikeout. And we'll have another pinch hitter. It will be Garrett Forrester. So you had Mickness playing in his first game this series, 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, including one against Mercedes. They're going to bring in the high draft pick, Forrester from Oregon State, who's had a good series. Two-out spot. The go-ahead run on second base. First pitch, breaking ball inside, ball one. Jim Horner taking his best bench players, usual starters. Given an off day, not a complete off day. 1-0 pitch is low. Change up. Makes it a 2-0 count. 7-7 game. 2-1, 2 outs, bottom 8. 2 walks, 2 strikeouts in the inning. Mercedes 2-0 pitch. No good. It's high. A challenge by Hernandez. And it's a ball. That's the Mets' first loss today. It's 3-0. Hernandez trying to steal one. Now Forrester, how aggressive is he? 3-0. And he came to the plate looking for a hit to give the Marauders the lead. A walk won't do that. 3-0. Ball four, down and away. A four-pitch walk. Almost like Mercedes was working around him. And now Toledo will bat, I think. Unless they're going to bring out more pinch hitters. It will be Toledo. So here we go. Ernesto Mercedes has walked three in the inning. He's walked five in the game. As many outs as he's gotten, he's struck out five. He's walked five. He can't throw a wild pitch. He can't balk. Hernandez can't have a pass ball. Can't be a hit. Can't be another walk. Can't be a hit batter. Has to be an out. Bradenton will take the late lead. Mercedes' first pitch. Down low for ball one. An overthrown fastball. And look, walks and strikeouts to eat up pitch counts. Ernesto Mercedes has to be tiring out. He's in the mid-40s with his pitch count. A 1-0 coming to Toledo. Ground ball, sharply hit, back in, is stopped by Villavicencio. Shuffles to second and gets the out. Kevin Villavicencio saves the day. That ball had eyes for center field. He cut it off. And the nifty flip to second forces out Forrester. Three walks in the inning for both pitchers in the eighth, but no runs given up by either pitcher. Go to the ninth, tied 7-7.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're the ninth of a 1-1 game. Jeffrey Rosa will bat against Tompkins. Got the one pitch out. Ground ball sharply hit to Delgado. Fields it. Throws to first in time. Rosa out on a pitch. So that's two pitches, two outs for Tompkins tonight. Not Baez to ground out with the go-ahead run on second in the eighth. Retires Rosa in the ninth. Rosa had homered and been plunked today. Mets have walked eight batters today. Three from Wenninger, five from Mercedes in two innings. That's one away from their season high of nine against the Tampa Tarpons on April 18th. There's Hernandez, pegged with two pass balls. He challenges this called strike, and it's upheld. And Ronald just lost a challenge catching and now one hitting, and I think the Mets are down to their final challenge tonight. Pedro Powell calling balls and strikes. Hernandez 1-for-3 plus a walk. Swings and misses at a pitch. It's nothing and two. Boston Barrow will follow. Three hits in the last three at-bats. Hernandez get on. He blips one into center field. That's going to drop into the mitt of Polanco. We got a great read and a great jump Well, at the bat, it looked like a hit. But Polanco has got to just about everything today. Two quick outs in the top of the ninth, and now Barra will hit 3 for 4. The Mets would be on the verge of losing a seventh straight game without him. A double in the fifth, a double in the sixth. They brought him home both times. Two-run single in the seventh to give the Mets the lead, and he grounds the first pitch he sees to second base in Toledo. Throws to first, inning over. You blinked, you missed it. Top of the ninth is over. The Mets will have to hope for extra innings. We'll see who pitches the bottom of the ninth on the other side of the break of this 7-7 game.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Ernesto Mercedes, running out of steam in the eighth, did not get much of a breather. He's back out there for the ninth. He has walked 5. He has struck out 5 in 2 innings. He's throwing 45 pitches, 24 balls, 21 strikes. Bradenton scores, they win. 5 walks and only 1 run. He's fortunate for that. You know why? They can't hit him. They're giving up a hit. Afford to walk some guys if they're not going to hit you. The Mets actually fortunate that it's only 1 run, those 5 walks. 5 walks, by the way, the most allowed by an individual pitcher this year. A few pitchers had walked 4 prior to this. It's Keiner Delgado to lead off. First pitch on the way. It's high for ball 1, a changeup. Mets have only played 1 extra inning game this year. That was opening night, way back on April 5th against Tampa. Or Daytona, the Mets won it at home. 1-0, outside for ball 2. Now the Mets did have a reliever warming in the bullpen behind Mercedes last inning just as he was running up against his pitch count. They have some guys milling around in the bullpen, but nobody furiously warming up. 2-0 pitch to Delgado. He takes a strike. Delgado tonight, ground rule double on the first pitch of the game for Bradenton. Bradenton scoring 5 of its 7 runs in the first inning before making it out. Mets remarkably came back to take the lead. Delgado dribbles 1 foul and it's 2-2. It's 5 runs and then McGuire hit a solo home run in the fourth and it was 6-0. Mets a run in the fifth, 3 in the sixth, 3 in the seventh. And enjoyed a lead for couple of minutes where a walk, 2 pass balls, and a wild pitch tied the game. 2-2 pitch to Delgado. When he swings and misses, it's in the dirt. He'll be tagged out by Hernandez. After falling behind 2-0, Mercedes picks up his 6th strikeout of the night. 16 times the Mets have struck out the Marauders this evening. 16 strikeouts and 8 walks. It feels like a 2021 game. Kalai Harrison is at the plate. 1 for 3 with a single and a walk. He takes a ball. Miller Stout, always a big one. Pitch fouled straight back. One foul tip, big cut by Harrison. One and two. Mercedes, pitch clock winding down. The 1-2 pitch skips front of home plate and all the way to the backstop. If the Mets can force extras and have Jose Hernandez, Cuevas, and Villavicencio, 6, 7, 8 in the order. Bat in the top of the 10th. Mercedes' 2-2 pitch is fouled back to the street. Stays, two balls and two strikes on the lefty Harrison. Meanwhile, this is the top of the order for the Marauders. Potential extra innings they'd have there, middle of the order at the plate. A tapper back towards Mercedes. He calmly picks up, fires to first. Got him! Wow. Woo, baby, that was close to being safe, and that was close to being over Jose's head, and Hernandez reins it in. Well, if Mercedes throws that another 2 inches higher, it's down the line, and Harrison might very well be at third base. He had to throw it hard and fast because it was going to be a close play, and it was. And he's retired the first two. Just his second out, not via strikeout. And all that stands between the Mets and extra innings is Shailene Polanco, who is 0 for 3. First pitch, breaking ball, too high. Runners still don't have a hit off of Mercedes. Here's a ground ball, and there's the hit. It's into center field, into the gap. Polanco's going to try to make the turn to second, and he will. And it took a while for Antonia to get there as that ball perfectly hit into the right center field alley, and it was low on the ground, and it slowed in the dewy grass. And Polanco sensed that right out of the gate that he had a chance to get himself into scoring position. Just perfectly placed. And I don't think there's much that Rosa or Antonia could have done. So the winning run at second, Eddie Rodriguez with the hit could win it. First pitch, breaking ball, a good slider for a strike. The first hit for Bradenton since the fourth inning. Pitches line into right center field, down for a base hit. Rosa's got a big arm. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's a Hail Mary, and it's unanswered. It's a walk-off RBI hit for Eddie Rodriguez. Polanco scores, and the Marauders walk off the Mets 8-7. Their second walk-off win in the last three nights. There will be no extra innings. Two up, two down, double, single, game over. Marauders win their eighth straight. The Mets lose their seventh straight. This one, the most brutal. Down six, rally to take the lead. Hand the lead right away to Bradenton with all the walks and the pass balls and the wild pitch. And then, after Mercedes hadn't given up a hit, after Bradenton hadn't gotten a hit since the fourth inning, they get two hits down to their final two outs. And the Mets, again, will watch the opponent form the happy high five line between second and the dugout. It's been that kind of run for the Mets. Some tough losses in this stretch. This one climbs right to the top of the list, given the fact that the team was down 5-0 before an out was recorded, and they battled as hard as they have all season. They couldn't finish the deal. Mets will drop to 12-19 on the season. Bradenton now better than the Mets record-wise at 13-18. Winning pitcher Landon Tompkins, losing pitcher Ernesto Mercedes. Take a break, come back, and wrap it up with the post-game show.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
For the St. Lucie Mets, they now drop to 4-12 away from Clover Park. That's 16 games. The Mets have had the lead or been tied on the road in the ninth inning six times. They are 1-5. That's their fifth time they've been walked off on the road this season. So they are right there. They can't close the deal. Let's get to the scoring summary. It started with the bang for Bradenton as it looked like the Mets were not ready to play baseball tonight. Kiner Delgado, very first pitch of the game, hits one out to center field. Looked like Antonia got a late beat on it. It drops over his head and bounces over the wall for a ground rule double. Next batter, Kalai Harrison with the infield in. Loops one into shallow center. Would have been caught if the infield was back. And it was 1-0. Jack Winninger walked the next two. And Esmerlin Valdez hits a ball to deep left center field. Antonia jumps for it. Hard to tell if he mistimed his jump or had no chance at all. But it caroms off the wall. Nobody was there to back him up. And all four runs scored. The rare inside the park grand slam. 5-0 before an out was recorded. Give credit to Winninger. He retired the next nine straight until Solomon McGuire led off the fourth inning with a home run that made it 6-0. But the Mets, give them credit, they fought back. Boston Barrow doubled in the fifth inning, and after an infield single by Cuevas, Kevin Villavicencio singled home Boston to make it 6-1. Then the Mets showed some power, flexed their muscle in the sixth inning. Jeffrey Rosa, a home run, his first, made it 6-2. Then after two outs, Barrow hits another double, consecutive innings with the double, and Jose Hernandez with his first St. Lucie Met hit of the year blasted two-run homer, 398 feet. That made it 6-4. In the seventh inning, first two Mets are retired. Colin Hout, bat on ball, hits it to third. Harrison boots it. Jesus Baez comes up, RBI double. It's 6-5. Jeffrey Rosa hit by a pitch. Ronald Hernandez walked. Bases loaded. Two outs. Boston Barrow, two-run single. It's 7-6 Mets all of a sudden. Here we go. Down six, up by one. Then it unraveled in the seventh inning. With one out, Gerald Toledo takes a walk, moves to second on a strikeout passed ball that really could have gone either way. Wild pitcher pass ball. Then Toledo takes third on a pass ball. Looked like a miscommunication on the pitch between Mercedes and Hernandez. And then with two outs and two strikes, Mercedes did the no-no. He spiked one in the dirt, wild pitch, scoring Toledo for a run to tie the game. So you're looking at walk, pass ball, wild pitch. That's an absolutely gut-punch way to to lose a lead after you came back from down six. And then in the eighth inning, the Mets walked three times, but they were picked off of first base. Couldn't get a hit to take the lead. Mercedes somehow walks three but doesn't give up a run in the eighth. But in the ninth, strikeout, ground out, back to the pitcher. Seems like we're heading for extras. But Polanco hustled double on a ground ball into the alley. And then Eddie Rodriguez, a single, really into the same spot. That brings home Polanco for the winning run. And it is 8-7, the final. Box score, starting with the line score, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Mets. 8 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Bradenton. Mets win a game in which they out-hit their opponent. Mets lose a game in which they score 7 runs, their most runs scored since they scored 9 last Thursday. Hitters in the game. Well, everybody but Hout got a hit, but even Hout got a walk and forced the issue with that error. So good night for the offense. Barrow leads the way 3-for-5. He had a couple of doubles, drove in a couple of runs. Rosa has homered. Hernandez has homered. So this is an encouraging sign for this Mets offense. Let's see if they can roll it over to tomorrow. Bradenton, the only multi-hit game was Delgado. He went 2-for-5. And Valdez and McGuire homering for consecutive games. Pitchers in the game, Wenninger, 6 innings, 5 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, 10 punch-outs, season high, ties the season high in innings and strikeouts. Mercedes, a blowing save in the loss. He's 0-3 now, 2 2/3, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He walked 5, a season high for any Mets pitcher. He struck out 6. For Bradenton, Kennedy, the first Kennedy, the starter, Michael, 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, no walks, hasn't walked a batter since April 13th. He struck out 4. Tyler Kennedy, 2/3 of an inning, a hit, 3 runs, none earned after the error. Furtado, an inning, 1 hit, no runs, 3 walks, a strikeout. Tompkins, inning the third, perfect, 6 pitches. 6 pitches to get 4 outs. Time of game played in 2 hours and 38 minutes, our longest of the series to this point. Attendance, 1,498 baseball-loving souls showed up here at Lecom Park to watch the Marauders walk off the Mets for the second time this week. Several of the Marauders are giving their testimonials here on Faith and Family Night for those who have stuck around. Now, the Mets have lost this series. That means they have lost all but 2 series this year. They won a series against Tampa, split one against Jupiter. Last week, they've lost the rest of them. Bradenton, what a homestand this is turning out to be. 5-1 against Fort Myers, now 4-1 against the Mets. They've won 9 out of 10. They've won 8 in a row. They are surging. They're probably still too far behind Lakeland to make a run at the first half. But, man, when you start the season 5-18, looks like it's going to be a long haul. Credit to the Marauders for battling their way back to respectability. We'll see what they can do in the second half of the first half, which will commence on Tuesday, as the end of this series will make it 33 games out of 66 in the first half. Mets will look to get on the board in the series with the win tomorrow. They're excruciatingly close on Wednesday and now Friday. It'll be another 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network will be at 6:20. My broadcast partner Jake Ricker making the trip down from Tampa, where he lives full-time. So hopefully that will bring the team some good luck. Weather looks good, so we expect to play on time in 9 uninterrupted innings and maybe some more, as the Mets so close to forcing extra innings on the road several times, just have the 1 extra inning game in game 1 of the season. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Lecom Park, Bradenton 8, St. Lucie 7. I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. Hope all of you out there listening in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.